and we are sitting in the presence of the Lord, so how much more it should be.
It's just something that has never come up in our culture, never.
Yeah.
And I think it's partly because maybe we don't sit on the floor. The feet are always down because you're sitting in chairs.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't come up.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that you and Mani never stretch your legs out.
But you all must be having those easy chairs or camp chairs.
Right.
Do you all put your feet up, legs up there in presence of people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we don't do it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
On the contrary, there is a real guideline that has been set by Baba. I still remember, Baba always would want us to be comfortable in his presence. He didn't care for it. He is the very soul of our feet. He is our feet. He is us. He is everything. For him it is nothing. But it behooves us, as long as we separate ourselves from him, to pay respect to him, to behave, to sit in discipline and all that. And that shows the discipline is, you have to sit this way, be humble in his presence and so forth. Not only in his presence, but at all times. But if we cannot be at all times, at least in his presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is the rule. So once it so happened, he on the contrary would encourage, especially the Westerners who would come, and the old people, older generation would come, Easterners and all that. He says, you must be having a lot of ache there in the knees. Spread out your feet, legs, spread out. Doesn't matter. Come on, put it out. So, no, Baba, it's all right. Amongst the Easterners, they won't do that. I tell you to do it, spread out.
Yeah.
So spread out. So now how you feel? So Baba himself will feel comfortable. He says, it feels comfortable now. Because he feels that ache and pain. He feels the stiffness, you see there. So it's comfortable for me now. He says, be comfortable. So he encouraged. But that doesn't mean that he gives us license for all of us. So once it so happened, I still remember, at Mehrabad, big gathering. Just as you see in pictures, there is the awning put in, so many thousands of people are around and all that. And that was the day of his birthday. It was his birthday. At Mehrabad it was being celebrated. Afternoon, after the lunch hour, there was music. And the musicians were singing and playing harmonium and the things, the drums and all that. And people were relaxing, you know, especially after food. Yeah, how the system works, you know. But they can't afford to yawn or feel drowsy. And his presence is such that it's live. So they are there, but discomfort is there and so forth and so on. So I still remember after a while, net foot, you see. I don't know whether you know net foot. So he was sitting like this, with his feet in facing Baba, you see. He was facing Baba, of course, and he was relaxing and enjoying the music. So he was allowed to do that for about 20 minutes. And I still remember Baba telling me, through gestures, to go and tell him to fold his legs. Because what will he doesn't mind about himself, but what will be in the minds of the others who do not have that maturity to understand that he's everywhere.
Yeah.
You follow?
Yeah.
So what must be playing in the minds of others? I don't know why he made me do that. And poor Ned, you see. Oh my, yeah. He knew that. Because he's a Sufi. He was a Sufi.
So he knew about,
it all. And but Baba wants us to relax. It was a Sahabas program, and so he was there. So then Baba drew his attention. Of course, I very gently whispered into his ears, and he immediately felt that what was done was wrong.
So it was a message from Baba. The Bible says.
Yeah, of course. How others? Why should we do it on our own? We don't do it. That's why we don't tell you all to do anything about it. It is Baba who will give you the message. Unless he tells us, do we ever say that? Don't put, have your back to Baba. Don't have this or that or anything. It is redundant for us to say that. You all have come for Baba, you know how to behave before Baba. Suppose if Baba were here, would you sit with your back to him? No. But you feel that the atmosphere is there, surcharged with Baba's presence and all that. So who are we to let you all know these things? But when questions crop up like this in your mind, it is Baba now making you speak out this way so that I can speak out what I had in my mind last night.
The
thing is that most important is where we are. Don't think about us, you see. Never give a thought to that. That's the thing. And naturally for people who, like you, potential mothers now who have conceived, so Baba would be very concerned about it. No, take the chair, sit comfortably, have your feet, don't allow your feet to, legs to dangle, have a cushion there properly, and so forth and so on. He would be very concerned about it all. Yeah, because he feels discomfort himself, you know. He is also you. That's how it is. That's his business, not our business. Our business is when somebody asks, we just narrate or recollect and speak out. But this is how it should be.
There was something like that recently, and then I went up to the tomb with shorts, not giving it a second thought, because in America on a hot day you'll go up, you know, you wear shorts through the street. And Weston told me that Mansour didn't wear shorts. You know, so then I asked Mansour, she didn't
wear
shorts.
That's her likes and dislikes, but really speaking, would you want to present yourself? Suppose if you go for an interview somewhere.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Somewhere, you are going there for something which you are longing to have, and you want to see that the other party is pleased with you. Would you go in your shorts or would you go half naked? No, you'll dress yourself properly and see whether your hair up properly.
Why don't we wear a suit? We wouldn't go like this either, Eric.
Right. Then why don't we wear a suit and a tie to the tomb? Like we go to an interview, we wear a tie.
Really speaking, it is so.
We should.
It is so. But we are most fortunate and blessed to be his children. We are his children. He's not our Lord, he's our Father. Therefore he permits us this. It's our weakness. But really speaking, it is so. It must be like that. Well dressed, made yourself most presentable before reaching, arriving there, and so forth and so on. It should be so. That is the code. It behooves us. That's what has been said by the perfect masters. It must be. You must make yourself presentable to him. Suppose if you go to your lady love, you see, whom you have not seen for quite many years, and you want, would you go there? You would want to be presentable to her, isn't it? You'll be spick and span, tidy, clean, and this and that.
Not necessarily a suit.
Not necessarily, but decent, clean, tidy, and everything. So likewise, it is but natural. It's not only necessary and it is obvious, but it's natural for one. To make oneself presentable to the Lord. If you consider him to be the Lord, then you'll put yourself in a proper suit or anything of the sort. If you consider him to be your friend, you'll go as a friend. If you consider him to be your father, you'll go as a child. If you consider him to be your companion, you'll go as a companion. Anything. He can be anything at one and the same time for all. But it all rests with every individual, how one approaches him. How many times, time and again, I continue to remind you all that you all are coming here not for us, not for the Mandali, not for human beings. You are coming here for him. You are spending thousands of dollars coming here. And all this, why? Not to just see our mugs, to be with him. To be in his presence. So present yourself properly. And surely I had this thought, I tell you frankly, I had it in the last night, but then I said, who am I to tell them? Why should I tell them? He knows. She speaks out.
She's Baba's agent.
Yeah. I was. All the time it was pent up there for me to speak out. Yeah.
What was the question?
Well, the question was that I noticed.
I heard the answer, but not the question.
Just that I noticed that Mani and Eric never sit with their females like that, you know, and they sit for long hours, and like,
But Eric, is that anything more than a cultural custom?
Is there some intrinsic?
Is there something intrinsic that goes beyond all culture? That goes beyond this culture?
No, it's all culture, everywhere. To be.
I mean the feet.
Yeah.
The feet.
Yeah. It's not proper for one to expose your feet to the one whom you adore.
But, for example, in the States, we're just wondering if there's an intrinsic meaning behind it.
Don't tell about the States. States has only civilization of 200 years. You'll have to learn for 2,000 more. And here we are talking about 10,000 years.
300 years, please.
Okay, 300 years.
And look at what you've evolved in 10,000 years.
It is rude to turn your back for somebody.
It is rude, is it?
To turn your back.
Yeah.
But then we don't have a problem with the feet in the same way. That doesn't have
How often do people sit with their shoes off like this on the floor?
No, but most probably here, why it has turned out into a sort of an intrinsic value, not to show your feet to others, because usually our feet are in contact with the earth and mud and muck. So most probably, because you all have your feet just as you all even have gloves in your hands.
Yes.
But here, our feet are all exposed and they are so dirty. We go out in muck and all that sort of thing,
right.
And come and then all that. But what can you do? But Baba also told us about his past advent once, about this feet business.
Ah.
Yeah. So he allowed it, he said. And what was that? That these Arabs who were there, who had followed, who wanted to hear from him the word of truth and all that, they would sit, you see. In the beginning, what had happened was that they would hear from the Prophet sublime things. And that would be so obvious, and yet it slipped off their mind. Anything that is so obvious becomes so simple, isn't it? It is so obvious, it is simple, therefore it is so obvious, and it is obvious, therefore it eludes us. It is the case everywhere. So he would say things which was the most sublime, and yet never it struck, you see. What is it? So that's why they got attracted to him. That's why they would want to sit for hours and listen to him. But then what happened is that nobody taught them, nobody told them anything about what it should be and how it should be. So they would want to loll and this and that. They always used the earth. They were always in the tents and all that. So the desert life and all that. And they walk bare feet and all that. So Baba himself one day told us that how they would coax the Prophet to speak out to them something. So they would sit like this, reclining, you see, and put their feet like this, you see, at the nose of the Lord. And said, Muhammad, tell us something more about it, you know. And they would want to do this. And they would do like that, and do like this, and this, and that. And that's how it was. And he accepted that also. He is not mindful about it all, but how one should behave, then he tells. Gradually, it brings to our notice. Because we don't notice such things. Unless and until we are told, it is but natural for us to loll and this and that, because our body doesn't stand so many hours, you see. Our hearts are yearning to hear, our ears are lent, you see, to hear, but bodies, some or other, they are tired and all that. So it's but natural.
Yeah.
So he's anxious that the word should go, impressions should be created. He's not mindful about these things. But then these things also should be told, they must be informed about such things. So he would tell in his own way. Then they learned. We learn the greatest of discipline from the Mohammedans now. You follow? You know how this. They will never. The greatest disciplinarians are the Muslims. The way they salute, The way they would sit, they wouldn't sit like this also. Whenever they pray, they would always be like this. You see, the knees folded. Here they would bend like this.
And Muhammad didn't say anything to them?
Very gradually, not in the beginning. Not to the one. When they somehow or other seem to be maturing in accepting what he says and all that, and he felt that it's now time. It is his responsibility to draw attention to. Who will draw attention? Nobody will draw attention. So do you mean to say that they'll continue to be like that? No, they must be taught. So the right time, proper circumstances, then you tell few, then the few will tell others few, and so forth.
Eric, is it similar to when you're speaking about Baba or someone else, and not to sort of lay down and
finally,
oh, I see that occasionally people are sort of
it's
so
true.
Comfortable that they're
I'm noticing everything I notice. Do I not notice? I'm here for 13 years now. I notice many things. We see children playing and youngsters playing and older ones lying down and they sprawl on the floor and they even sleep right across here and they put their backs there and they put their feet up. And it doesn't matter to us. It matters very little. But it's individual concern. How an individual... That's why I say, you don't come here to face me or my mug, but you come for his atmosphere. So keep all the time the atmosphere of Baba at the back of your mind, that you have come for whom? What are you all doing? Yeah. Let not time escape. You know how time flies without our noticing it. Yeah. Such occasions, such moments will never come. You all have spent, but it's not spending. You all are earning while spending it. Yeah. It's not an expense. It's a gain. But then make profit out of it. Make the best use out of it. So that's why it was so. It is there. But who am I to say these things? When the proper time comes, the Lord Himself will say, yeah, draw your attention, bring to your notice. You all will yourself become aware about it. See how they say, they don't do that. Why should we do? We should do. But you can't expect, because your culture is such, many of you all cannot bend your knees properly. You cannot have that. We know all that. Baba even allowed people to walk in with the shoes on. Yeah. Baba never asked Hari Kanmo to remove his shoes. Never. He was blind. But we never asked Dorothy Kasedi to remove her, what do you call that?
Braces.
She'd walk. So what? My cousin, who is a cripple, she never gets out of her push cart. She brings the whole cart here, not only here, but inside the tomb also. So they are quite different, you see, such episodes and instances. But we who can afford, it behooves us to make ourselves presentable to the Lord.
The proper way.
Yes, Brother?
I have a question. There's you were talking about postures and things like that, and I remember you took us to...
I never said anything about postures. I'm saying about how one should remain presentable to the Lord. That includes postures, that includes speech, that includes our attitude, that includes intrinsically the attitude of the mind.
I'm speaking specifically about postures, though, and the Maitreya Buddha is sculpted and is being in a sitting posture. Did Baba have anything to say about that specifically? The Maitreya Buddha is what, the future Buddha?
Maitreya.
Maitreya means the friend. Yeah.
But the Buddha is normally depicted as sitting with his legs crossed and whatnot. Is there significance to that?
How is Maitreya Buddha?
In the sitting position this?
Yeah. So he has to... Well, he has to blend the East and the West.
Maybe a crouch. Kind of halfway.
Yeah. No, the thing is that Baba didn't say anything about it. Mm. I don't recollect anything of it. Mm. But then it's but natural. You see, he may sit... I have seen him sitting on the bed with his legs like this, as if he's sitting on the chair. Mm. Very often, or invariably, we see him like that, unless he's lying in bed. Mm. He'd be like that, with his legs like that. Yeah, that's the posture. as you call Maitreya Buddha. But that has nothing to do with us. Our individual posture should be such that it should be made presentable to the Lord. There are people who have come naked before Baba. There are instances where people have taken out their clothes before Baba, you see, and say, accept us as we are. We are naked before you. And that's how it is. So he accepted all these things. It's an individual approach. Individual approach. So who are we to let you all know anything about this? It's an individual thing. Individuals do come across and become aware, do come across these little things and they become aware about it. It matters very little. But know one thing, that we are in His presence. That's the only thing that I must let you all know. Yeah. I have come across instances of Westerners who have laid themselves right across the tombstone of Baba. There are instances in the early years when people made the tombstone as the writing table to write letters. There are instances of Hafiz the Great, his tomb is there. So one person, an Indian, a lover of Meher Baba, thinking that, well, Baba always spoke so highly and so lovingly of Hafiz, the prophet, the perfect master. So when he went to Iran, his tomb is in Shiraz. Yeah. So he went specially, made a special visit to Shiraz. And there are it's guarded. The place is guarded. It's a garden and all there, I hear, believe. And under a dome, there is this tomb. Same simple thing. It's not a huge thing. It's simple, but nice garden is there. So he was horrified to find the guard who is keeping guard at that tomb. He was horrified. He wrote to me. Not only he made in his letter, he drew a sketch. And what he did was, he was putting his foot there, you know, with the boots and all, and there he was standing like that, keeping guard. Foot on the tomb of him. It's like putting your foot on the body of Hafiz. You see, that's how it is. So, for him it was blasphemous. For the guard it was natural, it's just a stone. You follow? For the guard it was, oh, what a headache again, I had to go this morning, you see, to keep a watch to earn livelihood. For you, you have gone for the atmosphere. You have made a special visit there. And you see this sight and what will happen. So likewise when people come and they see you all lolling like that or spreading your feet like that, they are horrified to see these things. They don't say it, but their mind reacts. Minds react. And we also notice, our minds also get those vibes, you see. We are helpless because we are in the presence of the Lord, and in His presence anything and everything is allowed. You follow? But the code is such. So it's an individual approach to the Lord. That's all. Thank you for putting this question. It's so good of you.
Garish, how do you feel about photographs in the hall?
Yeah. Why photographs? Any brick, any wall, anything, everything, your back, your fanny, everything. Why his photographs? Everything is his.
What do you mean, taking photographs?
Yeah, taking photographs.
Anything. You can take photographs, you can do anything. Do anything is an individual approach.
Did Bob allow photographs taken in here?
Yeah.
Very fine. Yeah.
Anything, you can do anything. But it is individual approach, mind you. It's your own responsibility. Your own responsibility. Sometimes it is good to bring to attention to some people. It is necessary.